Wow, what a beautiful Thursday morning. Welcome to Voices of Montana. I'm Steve Arviscow, your guest host. We're getting off to such a beautiful Montana summer. You know what I think? I think it's time for a Montana road trip. So think about this. What's your favorite spot in Montana? Maybe what's that campsite that you like to go and hang out in? I won't ask you what your fishing hole is. Tom tries to get that out of people. But maybe what's that favorite view that you have in Montana? Or maybe a coffee shop you like to hang out in. What's your favorite corner of Montana? Well, we're hitting the road today in search of great places to see and things to do all around Montana. We're going to start our road trip in Southeast Montana, including Carter County Museum will be on the list. We're going to talk about, we've got great guests here to guide our journey. Wendy Swenson with Visit Southeast Montana is joining us in studio today. And then Saber Moore, the Carter County Museum Executive Director, will join us as well. She'll call in and give us more information. Hey, listen in. We're going to take a great Montana road trip today on Voices of Montana. My wife and I just had a little Montana road trip. We went to Bozeman and we hung out at the RV park behind Bozeman Hot Springs. And we went to this cute little coffee place called The Coffee Pot.
Oh, nice.
Which is not too far from the Bozeman Hot Springs. Nice. And we hung out there and this young couple are the brand new owners of the Coffee Pot. And it's a retail pottery shop and a bakery and coffee shop. They call it the Coffee Pot. So shout out to the Coffee Pot. They did a fantastic job. And those are the little nuggets of experiences that you have all over Montana. But Cody, you can't go on a road trip in Montana without a road trip song. Yeah. So what would that road trip song be for you?
Let's try this. You know this one, right?
Oh, that is a great road trip song. Yeah. But then, now the lyrics are a little shaky because I don't have seven women on my mind. So let's not get that started. I just had my anniversary, but that's a great road trip song. And so if the Eagles are not on the top of your list, maybe a little Willie Nelson on the road again.
Let me see if I can find some of that. Let's see.
All right.
What would be a good Willie Nelson song?
On the Road Again, of course. That's a great road trip song.
Take her away, Willie.
There we go. Well, if you're tuning into Voices of Montana, we're messing around a little bit. Think about what's your favorite spot in Montana, that place you like to hang out. Those road trips that we do in Montana to experience this beautiful state are so special. And a little road trip music kind of sets the stage for that. Well,
I think Willie would want to go to southeastern Montana.
I think Willie is absolutely, and that's where we're headed today on our road trip across Montana. Wendy Swenson, Visit Southeast Montana, is here. She's the executive director, helping lead all of the tourism interests in Southeast Montana. Wendy, welcome to Voices of Montana.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
We don't normally have this much fun. We're a lot more serious usually. But I'm going to ask you, if you're on this road trip across our beautiful state, what's that go-to road trip song that you have?
You know, there's so many good ones, and I'm a country fan, but, you know, Luke Bryan's got some good ones, and that Summer Sunburn and Sunset song is, like, one of my favorites.
Oh, there you go. That's great.
I think that's ideal for Southeast. You're outdoors, you're soaking up that sun, and there's nothing better than that sunset.
I was thinking about our show today and thinking, you've got the greatest job ever. You get to promote all these beautiful places and places for people to come and hang out in Montana. How did you, Wendy, get your start in this whole field of tourism and tourism promotion?
I've always been in the marketing and production field. So years ago, started out kind of in the newspaper and publishing, graphic design, and had a lot of clients that were in the tourism realm, and just kind of worked with them for years. And when the positions kind of opened up, it was kind of a natural fit. Marketing is fun. Like you said, I have the best job in the world to share our piece of the pie with the rest of the world. We're on a bucket list location. So that it just kind of fell into place. And, you know, West Yellowstone was one of those things that the world aligned, and we were down there for almost 10 years. I had a great opportunity to go up to Alaska and experience that for 3 years doing statewide marketing. And when this position with Southeast opened up, I'd worked with these teams for a really long time, and it was like coming home.
Oh, it was great to have you back in Montana and helping lead tourism initiatives for Southeast Montana. For our audience, give us a sense of the scope of responsibility you have in Visit Southeast Montana.
Absolutely. It's a huge area, and people ask, and I'm like, I have 32,000 square miles. I go from the Laurel, you know, Yellowstone County and Rosebud County and things like that. We go all the way over to the North Dakota, South Dakota, and down to the Wyoming border. So 13 counties, 34 communities. It's a lot of great road trips.
Now, how is Visit Southeast Montana governed? What's that structure? Because we have tourism, I would call them councils or districts, I guess, across the state. Give us a sense of what that structure looks like, how you're governed, and then where your funding comes from.
Absolutely. So it all starts with the statewide tourism. And then from there, we have six regions that are recognized, us being one of them. And then from there, it breaks down into your local CVBs or destination marketing organizations across the state. So, and our funding all goes through the Department of Revenue. It's collected at the local level at our lodging facilities. It's a percentage of a tax, goes through state, and then it comes back to us. So
now you told me when you came in studio today that you were just in Helena. Mm-hmm. You had to get that budget set. Did you leave Helena with enough money to do a great job of marketing Southeast Montana?
You know, we can always use more, and our facilities do a great job, but we left with what we wanted. So we're going to hit the ground running July 1st with our next fiscal year.
All right. Well, I'm just going to tell the folks in Helena, send a little bit more money to Southeast Montana. At times, our region of the state can kind of get a little overlooked. But there's such a rich set of communities, a rich set of experiences. Some are educational, some are historic. That, man, visiting Southeast Montana is an experience and should be on that road trip list.
Absolutely. One question people ask me, they're like, you know, why Southeast Montana? Isn't it flat in the eastern part of the state? And, you know, what is really there to do? And it is so unique, and it has been so fun learning the little hidden gems. I mean, we have eight state parks. We've got two national monuments. You know, it's getting off that beaten path. We have our American Native partners. And so it's just really fun to see these small communities. And that's what people say when they come here. They experience those welcoming communities, and they get off into, like what you were talking about, those little coffee shops and in those little shops that they find. And they are just like, those are hidden gems. And I think Southeast Montana just exemplifies that.
Now, I'm doing a little homework for our show today, and I must confess, I have not been to Ekalaka, Montana. Marcel, please do not condemn me for that. I will. I'll put it on my bucket list. I need to. But there's a beautiful museum. Saber Moore is going to call in just a little bit, the executive director for the Carter County Museum. Don't steal all of her thunder, but I hear that is a tremendous must-see part of our state.
It is. It's actually one of the top visited areas in our region. So we're really proud of what the work they do over there and the exciting things Saber's going to talk about shortly. And them and all of our historic sites and museums, they are one of the top three reasons people come to the region and make it a destination is to visit those.
All right. So let's start our road trip. So give me a sense of, okay, what are the two or three must stops as we start our journey into Southeast Montana?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, Billings is awesome. You kind of get that urban rustic feel. They've got a lot of events. The downtown is really beautiful with all the locally owned shops. But, you know, I mean, people come here and they do want to get outdoors. There's the trail on the rims. But then, you're heading down to the Little Bighorn Battlefield, which is celebrating their 150th this year. You've got Pompey's Pillar on the Lewis and Clark Trail, which people don't always realize that, you know, we were part of that trail. Yellowstone River, I mean, that's beautiful. We've got a ton of access sites. Those are some of the bigger ones that we hit. And then, you know, we've got other things to get you off the beaten path, other trails and passports and all sorts of exciting things.
Now, if you have been to one of these before, you might go, oh, I've seen that, done that. And you brought up the Little Bighorn Battlefield. I remember traveling with our kids. This is many years ago. My kids are adults now. But we were traveling through and we decided, okay, we're going to stop at that that national monument mm-hmm. and experience it. And we, don't, this will date me, Cody, but we bought a cassette tape. Just don't laugh. We bought a cassette tape that kind of walked us a guided tour. Yeah. It was so great. And then we listened to it afterwards. I don't know if my kids would say they enjoyed that, but I enjoyed that. And the Little Bighorn Battlefield, that monument, 150 years. So if you've been there in the past, oh, you gotta take another visit because things change. There's more information. Am I right in saying, you know, one visit 20 years ago doesn't count? You got to get back to some of these special places.
Absolutely.
In Montana.
I mean, they're always updating. They're always adding things. Like you said, that audio tour is now something you just get on your phone or in your car.
Yeah, sorry.
Not an 8-track.
Yeah, not quite. And you know, and then they're going to have a beautiful new visitor building this fall with great new displays. And I've seen a sneak peek of those displays, and they're interactive, and they do a great job of telling it from both sides of that battle. And I think the trails at Pompey's and that visitor center is newer. That is beautiful. So any of these places, you know, and just for like that small town community, you go down to the battlefield, you got to stop at the trading post and talk to Putt and have that Indian fry bread taco and just all those things that people just love. And that's what they remember after they leave.
Now, Wendy, I went onto your website and you have this document, this post that's called the top 10 things to do out here. But actually, the list is longer than, I don't know if you know how to count, but I saw at least 12 on the list of the top 10 things. And I think it's just so much to do. All right. So touch on that. There's one of the items that says bike. So mountain bike, trail bike. What is that? And that's an experience that you can do in Acton area and you can do in other parts. So what about it? What if you're an avid mountain biker and you just want to go find a different trail?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you mentioned, Acton is a great place. There's trails by Miles City. You can also hit the state parks. Mikoshik has got trails. Medicine Rocks has trails. Any of our state parks, you know, I think another big hidden gem that we have is that Bighorn Canyon that we share with Wyoming. It's kind of, it's out of the way a little ways, but it's beautiful. So that's definitely any of those areas you can get off and find a path to bike. And Billings is working on with coming some of a nationally recognized with some of our mountain bike trails. So there's definitely options out there for those mountain bikers.
Yeah. Beyond that, if you mentioned Bighorn Canyon Reservoir, you have kayaking on your list. You can do that there. There's plenty of water there, I'm assuming. Yep. We've kind of have a dry year, but there's water in that reservoir. Yep. I have toured through that reservoir back in my boating days. So beautiful. If you haven't experienced that, the canyon walls are absolutely magnificent. So if you have a friend that has a boat, tell them you're going there this summer on that road trip. Or can you rent, do you know, Oka Bay Arena or others?
Yeah, Oka Bay Marina, you can rent, you know, pontoon boats and fishing boats and things like that. And I think there also might be, there's like kayak rentals and things on the southern half of that reservoir as well. So yeah, there's different options to get out on the water and kayak and paddleboard and fish, so.
Well, I will tell you, if you're listening today and you have a favorite spot in Southeast Montana, go ahead and text that to us. Cody, what's that text number? We want to make sure we highlight those little spots that our listeners also enjoy.
781-627-5483 is the text line. And if you want to give us a call, you can call 866-627-5483.
All right, we're going to take a break. Wendy, when we come back, I think Sabre will be joining us here in just a moment, so we'll get more conversation about the Carter County Museum. But I want to keep going down that list of the top 10, 12, 13, or things that you must do in Southeast Montana. But I want to also talk to you about those little businesses, that little coffee shop or that place, that your favorite place to maybe grab a nice dinner and just relax in a quaint, nice little rural Montana town. So, well, welcome back to Voices of Montana. I'm Steve Arviscal, your guest host today. Wendy Swenson with Visit Southeast Montana's in studio. We've been talking about all kinds of fun things to do in Southeast Montana. Now we have Sabre Moore on the line, executive director for Carter County Museum, excuse me. Sabre, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on today.
Thank you. And I know you had to juggle some things. You've been traveling and doing all kinds of tourism things across the state. I was very intrigued, Saber, by your background, and I'm curious, give us a little bit of sense of your background, and then how did you land in Carter County running this beautiful museum, which we'll talk about in a moment?
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, I grew up on a sheep and cattle ranch just outside of Douglas, Wyoming, so far outside that I actually went to school in Wright, Wyoming, out in the boondocks. And I went to my undergraduate and my doctorate degree at Montana State University. Go Cats.
You had to throw that in there, didn't you?
I did. And while I was there, I met Nathan Carroll, who was born and raised in Ekalaka, Montana. And he and I worked together at the Montana State University Exponent newspaper. And I was actually the editor of the section that he did cartoons for and wrote a humor column. And as I was graduating college, Nate was like, hey, do you have any plans? And I had a history degree and kind of wanted to do something with museums. And I was like, well, no, I don't have anything at the moment. And he said, my small town museum back home could use a little bit of refreshment, you know, a little bit more, especially with the indigenous collections that they had on display. And my minor was in Native American studies. And so I went there the summer of 2013 with a lot of our other colleagues and helped found the first dino shindig. And the rest is kind of history. In 2016, I graduated with my master's in museum studies and the job for director came up and I've been here ever since.
Now, I know you throw the Go Cats in there. I have a story about that, if I have time, I'll share that with you later. But how do I have to call you doctor? You have your PhD. And so I want to call you Dr. Moore or Professor Moore. And here you are in Ekalaka, Montana, helping build this great asset, which is really an asset for the whole region and for the whole state of Montana. In fact, we had Bill from East Helena call just a moment ago off air, and he said, hey, don't forget to talk about the Range Rider Museum, and you got to talk about the Carter County Museum. And I said, hey, we're going to talk about the Carter County Museum. You just bring such great expertise there. I was looking at a note on your doctoral thesis. You don't think I'm checking background, Wendy and Saber, and it was about, I think if I get it right, the value proposition of museums in rural communities, how it helps create a sense of place. Did I characterize that well or describe that to us a little better?
No, yes. Yeah, you got it definitely right on the money there. Yeah, I really was looking at how rural museums are a great place for community members to learn about their history and about their future, and also for visitors who are coming through the community to get a sense. It's that first spot, that first highlight, where you can really kind of orientate yourself to place. You know, you get to a small museum and you're like, hey, where's the bathroom? Where's a good place to eat? Where's a great place to stay? And museums really fill that function, not only of caretakers of the past, but also of kind of just helping people experience the place and experience the holistic version of a space. And my thesis, of course, looked at rural museums across Montana and the U.S., but really taking the Carter County Museum as a case study. And part of that is because the Carter County Museum, not only is it a special place, like you and Bill and Wendy all know, but it's also the oldest museum in Montana. It was founded in 1936. It was the first county museum and the first museum to display dinosaurs in the state.
I didn't know that.
So it really brings a lot of history. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. I'm curious, Saber, where did that vision come from? Your county commissioners, other civic leaders had to say, let's do something special. And then now here you go. So talk to us about a little bit about that vision, a little bit about where the resources come to do the work that you do. And then you just got a grant from the state. Share what's next for the Carter County Museum.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'll kind of rewind it back. Back in the early 1900s, late 1800s, there were a lot of major paleontologists and scientists from Eastern museums, the American Museum of Natural History, the Smithsonian, Chicago Field Museum, and they were all out in Montana digging up dinosaurs. And some of them were digging up dinosaurs in Carter County and in Ekalaka. And they met our founders. Our founders were actually a couple of three ranchers that had dinosaur fossils on their land. And they learned from these paleontologists how to dig up these dinosaurs, how to properly preserve them, and how to prepare them for display. And they got to talking, and they were like, you know, it would be really nice if some of these fossils stayed here and stayed in our local community and brought people here instead of having to go to New York to see it, or Chicago to see it. So bring those visitors to Ekalaka. And so then about 20 years passed, and in 1936, their wives were pretty eager for them to get the bones out of the basement. And they moved them into the basement of the high school at the time. So the museum was originally located in the basement of the Carter County High School. So all the students were walking among dinosaurs in their daily lives and their daily lessons. And the director at the time, his name was Walter Peck. He also became a county commissioner, and he also served at the state legislature in the Senate. And he, along with his counterpart in the House and some other legislative members, including one from Fallon County, passed the legislation that enabled museums to be funded through a county mill levy process. So to put it on the ballot, get some mills from the tax, property tax, to go towards supporting your local county museum. And as soon as that passed, Walter filed the paperwork, and that's how we became the first one.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
We've been at a county museum ever since, which is pretty amazing. So really long, fantastic history there of relationship with, of course, the county, but also the school. And then the museum itself is operated by a nonprofit. So it's a really cool collaboration between all those entities.
And Saber, you're the executive director then of the nonprofit that runs this on behalf of the community, on behalf of the county, right?
Yes, yes. So I'm a county employee, and I answer both to the nonprofit and to the commissioner. So
got it.
It's a unique position, but it's a really fun.
We've got a break coming up here in just a little bit. I'm going to want you to talk about the new investment you're making, but I have to ask you really quickly. Are dinosaurs still a really cool thing for kids? There was a point at which it was all about the dinosaur. And you've got new discoveries and things happening all the time. So is this still a big thing for kids and old kids, this whole dinosaur craze?
Yeah, that's why people are coming to Ekalaka and following the dinosaur trail. They want to see them not only on display, but see them in the place where they were found. Super cool.
That is really cool. We'll talk more about that, more about the new investments you're going to make. And then I have to ask you, when we come back, you have to tell us what, if you're on a road trip through Montana, what's that song that you want to hear on the radio as you make your drive across Montana? Also, man, those unique little stops. The museum's great, but I want, when somebody comes into the museum and says, hey, where do I get breakfast tomorrow? Or where's that great cup of coffee? Or how about dinner down the road? And I'm going to want to talk, Saber, to you and Wendy about those special little places in Southeast Montana that are kind of out of the beaten path. The locals know. Maybe they want others to know. I'm not sure. But a cool little place to stop and just experience Southeast Montana. Well, hi, everybody. Steve Arviskow. I am guest host for Tom. Tom's out building something or doing something productive today, and he asked me to fill in, and we're having a great conversation all centered around taking the Montana road trip, just seeing those little bits and pieces of Montana that are very special.
And do you want that road trip song right
yeah
now?
We had someone call in and say, hey, here's a great road trip song. What do you got, Cody? Oh my gosh, there
takes
we
you
go
back to that movie in the 80s.
Yeah, it takes me back to being in the back of the VW station wagon. No seat belts or anything. Clear across country with my family. It was great memories of seeing the countryside. And we're here on Voices of Montana today with Saber Moore, who's the executive director for Carter County Museum, and then Wendy Swenson, executive director for Visit Southeast Montana. Thank you both for joining us today. Saber, we were chatting with you about the Carter County Museum. Although I did ask you what your favorite road trip song is, do you have one for us yet?
I do, yes. So I mentioned I was from Wyoming, and one of my favorite artists is Chancey Williams, who grew up in Moorcroft and on a sheep ranch. And he just came out with an album last year, and Miles on Me is on repeat.
Okay, I love that. Well, when you're not on your own road trip and you're attracting people to the Carter County Museum, that must be just such a passion for you. And I know you're bringing us a new vision and kind of that next chapter of the museum. Can you describe that for our listeners? Because if they've been to the museum before, there's more to come, right? What's that all about?
Yes. So we are going to be building a 15,000 square foot expansion onto the current building. I know. Yeah. So it's going to triple the size. And a lot of our goal with that is to bring many of the collections that are not currently on display on display. So over 90% of our collections are not on the exhibit floor.
Oh my goodness.
So we'll bring those out. Yeah. And it's going to include a paleontology lab so you can see people working on fossils and ask questions. There will be a planetarium, one of the only ones within hundreds of miles of our area. And we'll also have collection space, a research library, an oral history room. It's going to be big, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're very excited for the museum to really match what the collection has been. So we're very fortunate to have just recently gotten a grant from the Montana Department of Commerce. It was a $1.25 million grant awarded to Carter County through the Montana Tourism Development Grant Program. And there's a potential for us to get a total of 2.75 over the next 5 years.
Oh,
and that
that's
grant doesn't
exciting.
Only support the museum, it's also the whole county, which we're excited for.
Well, great work. That is fantastic. Now, I come to the museum. Let me first ask you, when will groundbreaking be on the addition? When do you think it'll be done? Give us that time frame really quick.
Yes, of course. So groundbreaking is going to be this fall. We're looking at September, October. And then I'm hoping, you know, depending on how construction goes,
yeah.
The goal is a summer 2028 reopening.
All right, Saber, I come to Ekalaka and I go to the museum and then I look at you and go, oh man, breakfast tomorrow morning. I need a good cup of coffee. And where do I go?
Actually, the TSO Cantina just opened a coffee shop on the Triangle on Main Street. And I would highly recommend that. They've got great coffee. They have grab-and-go sandwiches, pizza. If you're an Italian soda person, they've got that too.
Awesome. That sounds good. Wendy, I would imagine there's a whole series of events across Southeast Montana that are designed to draw people to the multiple communities in this region of the state. Can you give us a flavor of the events that are happening that draw people to Southeast Montana? I know we already had the Miles City Bucking Horse, and that's a really big deal. I kind of view it as a political thing, too, because every politician needs to be
yep.
there and bump elbows. But beyond the political side, what are those events that are in the queue for this summer in Southeast Montana?
Yeah, I mean, we've got our annual events, which include like the Roundup Independence Day weekend. We call it Ride. Like you said, Bucking Horse, they kind of kick off our yep. event season in May. This year was our 75th Brook Records. We've got the Dino Shindig that Saber mentioned that happens in July down in Ekalaka. And, you know, everybody's got 4th of July events that are happening. Other big ones, like we mentioned earlier, the 150th for the Battlefield is taking place the 25th to the 27th this month. But we also have our regular rodeos, fairs, farmers markets. Big things for Billings this year. Their 250th weekend's going to fall in August. We've got the Yellowstone Air Show and Blue Angels coming back.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
And then on top of that, the same weekend, Banana Ball's here. So smallest stadium they've ever played, sold out. So we're really excited to have, you know, possibly 40,000 people over the weekend in August here in Billings. And so throughout the region, it's just a lot of fun events happening and more happening with the 150th anniversaries that we're seeing. Medora's opening in the Theodore Roosevelt Library again.
That's
so we're
going to
see traffic coming from that and just all sorts of fun things that happen. I mean, you know, Baker, Montana's got things going on all summer and at the lake there. So you can take your pick of what you want to do and what you want to see while you're here.
Southeast Montana, a happening place to be. You know, you had mentioned earlier, Wendy, people go, Southeast Montana, it's flat and there's no trees and where the mountains have disappeared. And are you kidding me? There's such a rich history And the topography just speaks volumes about prehistoric history. And there's so much to do and great people to engage with in Southeast Montana. I do need to know, because I haven't been here before. Saber, what is the Dino Shindig?
Yes, so the Dino Shindig is a two-day extravaganza of dinosaur research that's being done in our region. So we invite those museums from all over that are digging up dinosaurs to kind of share about what they found in our area. And then we do a prehistoric fight night where these paleontologists get together and champion an animal. So that's one of the things that kids always ask is, who would win in a fight, T-Rex or Triceratops? And so the experts weigh in. We have a ranch rodeo that takes place during the shindig. So you get to see bucking horses at the same weekend that you're learning about all these dinosaurs. And then we go out on a dig on Sunday. And the dig takes about 60 people out into our active paleo sites, about six or seven different sites throughout the county. And then at Medicine Rock State Park, if you weren't lucky enough to get a dig ticket, you can head over to Medicine Rock State Park, where this year we're focusing on the evolution and cultural impact of the horse in North America as part of our 250th celebration.
So if I'm planning, I feel like I'm way behind. Like I need to get on these lists and buy tickets. I didn't get tickets to Banana Ball because I didn't get picked in the lottery that they had. And now I'm feeling like the Dino Shindig, I better get going. Do I need to RSVP, buy tickets? How do I get connected?
Tickets are sold out for the field expedition.
Oh, I missed that too.
We do have digs actually throughout the year. So from June to October, just hop on our website. You can do your own dig. The shindig itself for the talks and activities, they're on sale all the way up to the day of. So no worries there. There's plenty to do, plenty to see July 25th and 26th.
All right. That sounds great. That should be on our road trip list. And apparently we have some other suggestions for road trip music. Cody, you want to play that?
Then
we're going to take a call from someone who has an interesting story about Ekalaka, and I hope it's appropriate for our audience today.
Good affiliates, Mustang Radio 100.1 FM, the KMMR up in Malta. Frank Morin called in and says, here's a good one. He says, you know, life is a highway, and he wants to go with Red Rider. I'm only finding Tom Cochran doing that one. We'll see what we can do. Let's go with this one.
All right. Enjoy. We're having a great road trip experience in Southeast Montana. There's a little road trip music for
Red,
you.
Rascal Flatts, all of it.
It is so fun to get in the car, grab some cold refreshments. Not alcohol, just some pop or lemonade or something. And great, you got to have road trip snacks.
Yes.
And just enjoy your journey through Montana. And then we have a caller from Billings.
Bill,
you got a story about Ekalaka, and I hope it's appropriate for our audience. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Long, long time ago, I had to deliver a piece of banking equipment down to Ekalaka to the bank there. And when I got to Baker, it was from Baker down to Ekalaka. It was a very narrow little two-lane road, but it was snowing some. Anyway, I got to Ekalaka, and it was interesting. The pavement stopped when you hit the city limits of Ekalaka.
Okay.
And as I drove into town on the left-hand side, I looked over. There was a great big tricep. Tyrannosaurus Rex, a great big head sitting over there in front of this building. And anyway, I got the equipment set up, and I went to Lee's Town that evening. There's a barricade there, and they said the road closed because they'd had 5 or 6 inches of snow. So I asked somebody, well, where can I stay tonight? And they said, well, the hotel right over there. And I went over. I think it was $3 a night. The hotel.
How old are you, Bill? $3 a night.
Well, I'm in my 80s.
Yeah, you didn't have. You don't have to tell me. I just.
It was about $3 a night. And between the bottom of the door to the room and the floor was 3 or 4 inches of open space.
Oh, my gosh.
The bathroom's at the end of the hall.
So oh, my gosh.
Where can I get dinner? And they said, well, go to the bar. They make hamburgers there. So I went down to the bar and went in, and there was a number of people in there. And they had two of these things called one-armed bandits.
Oh, yes.
Up now, on the bar.
Bill, we're going to have to go to break. So give us the crescendo of your story real quick.
Well, anyway, I said, aren't those illegal? And the bartender said to me, well, ask the sheriff. That's him playing the nickel machine.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the call and the story. I think things have modernized a little bit in Ekalaka. You're not going to pay $3 a night, but there are great places to stay. There's probably some RV hookups and things that you can do. Well, welcome back. We've had a lot of fun today. We're talking with Saber Moore, Carter County Museum Executive Director, and Wendy Swenson, Visit Southeast Montana Executive Director. We've been trying to experience a Montana road trip through Southeast Montana, having some fun. Thank you for sharing the songs and things that you've and the locations to go. Wendy, put a little bit of an exclamation point on maybe one or two additional things people might want to experience in Southeast Montana, and then tell them how they can get connected so they can get more information.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we touched on a couple. Like, we have a burger trail. It gets you out to several stops. A lot of the smaller communities. Weibo's one of my favorite bakers as well. And then we, you know, Medicine Rock State Park. That's a great one. We have a Trail to the Stars as well. A great map. Lots of stops on that. You want to get out, camp under the stars. Medicine Rocks is actually an international dark sky sanctuary. One of a few in the state. And so, like you said, no light pollution. You get out there.
So if I had my little casita trailer, could I pull it out there and just enjoy
absolutely
the beautiful night sky, the
absolutely
gazillions of stars?
Yep.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and I think then we were talking about the Dino Trail. We've got 14 stops there, 4 of which are in Southeast Montana. You get a passport and prizes when you finish that. So that's a huge family trip that people do every year. So lots of great things in Southeast Montana.
Lots to do. Saber, great work at the Carter County Museum. Additional information, how do people find out about all the things going on at your museum?
Yes, just take a look at our website, cartercountymuseum.org. There's information on our digs, on events, and ways to donate to our campaign to make that 15,000 square foot addition possible. And then, of course, check out our Facebook page. We have daily Fossil Fridays and updates about what's happening at the museum. So we hope to see you in Ekalaka.
Well, we've had a little flavor of a Montana road trip through Southeast Montana. There's much more in the state. We'll talk later on other shows about other regions of Montana. We have such a beautiful state to enjoy. Get in that truck, get in that vehicle, pull that little trailer, and go enjoy your little piece of Montana. Wendy and Saber, thank you both for joining us today on Voices of Montana. I really appreciate it.
It's been a blast.
And thank you all, listeners, for participating with us. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, I know we've talked about this in the past, but we're going to talk about AI. Okay, look, all the excitement, there's a lot of confusion, there's even fear. In fact, you even had the Pope write a whole papal white paper on the evils. No, I'm exaggerating. On the evils of AI. Well, we've got two experts. No, you're not going to rely on Steve's expertise when it comes to AI. We've got Cody Rose and Ryan Morton, who are experts in the field of AI. They're in the industry, and they work throughout the state of Montana helping businesses figure out what is AI, how it can work for them. That'll be tomorrow, Friday, on Voices of Montana. Take care.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.